Chapter 16. I proudly walked through the school as everyone assisted in the cleanup. There appeared to be students in every part of the academy, and everyone had a role to play. Some took part in simple restorations, like putting books back on shelves or sweeping up dust and rubble. But other witches were involved in more difficult challenges. I witnessed a group of 5 witches binding their powers together as they put a wall back together, and then they restored the furniture in that room as well. I'd been so caught up in the battle, I hadn't taken in the full magnitude of the mess. But it wasn't going to take long to fix everything, especially with Vipera lending a helping hand. As I wandered through one of the many hallways, I came across a wooden door that led to a hidden stairwell. The hinges had been ripped from the stone wall, and the door laid by my feet. But the biggest mess came in the form of the stairs. The curled stone staircase was completely demolished, and among the disarray of rubble and dust were various pools of dried blood. There were no corpses to be seen, so whoever the blood belonged to had obviously walked away. But the sheer amount of blood and the destruction of the stairs told me how brutal the fight must have been. Instaurabo, I said, with my wand aimed at the door. The wooden door vibrated against the floor, and as the door lifted into the air, the hinges and brackets returned to their original positions in the wall. There was a sharp, scratching sound as the metal drilled into the stone, and then the door reattached itself into its original position. Instaurabo, I said again, but this time at the stairwell. A thick cloud of stone and dust wafted into the air as the spell began to work, and it tickled my throat as it swarmed around my head. I thought I was going to cough up a lung from the sheer amount of dust that attacked me, but by the time the cloud disappeared, half the stairs were already restored. Once the final stone step had been put back in place, I followed the staircase up to the next floor. The first room I arrived at was a student's common room, and it was clear another major fight had happened in there, too. The seats and couches had been completely ripped apart, and chunks of filling blew around in the breeze that came from a smashed window. More dust and glass fragments littered the floor, desks, shelves, and cupboards that had been demolished, and streaks of black coated the cream-colored walls. It didn't look like a fire took place, so the black smears weren't ash. But when I stroked my finger across the mysterious marks, the black substance felt sticky, almost like tar. The same black stains were found on the floor and behind pieces of broken furniture. But I quickly gave up examining it and used the Instaurabo spell once again to get the room cleared. Then I left the common room and continued to walk around the building, and I praised the witches as I passed them and assisted others in completing their challenges. I'd noticed every corpse, whether a warlock or other, had been transported from the school, and giant mounds of dead bodies were piling up outside. There were 7 mounds in total, and I couldn't hold back the menacing grin as I took in the sight of our victory.
Collect the final bodies,
Vanessa ordered her small group of students.
There shouldn't be too many more to get. Yes, Professor,
the witches replied. Vanessa used her wand to lift up the lacitos, but the witches gathered abandoned body parts and dead powries in their arms and then threw them onto the ever-growing piles. Great job, I said as I wandered over. There really is no better sight than this.
Except when we watch them burn.
The professor smirked.
The sights and smells are gloriously hideous.
I left the professor to continue her work, and then I walked over to the stone walls and iron gates that had been destroyed in the fight. Luna, Crimson, and a collection of other witches were putting their powers together to rebuild the towering walls, and they all moved their wands in sync. The stone bricks slotted together like a puzzle, but the witches needed to be slow and precise, otherwise the wall was only going to crumble again.
My Dark Lord,
Luna called over to grab my attention.
Could you give us a quick hand?
Of course. What do you need me to do?
The cement has completely eroded.
The professor sighed as she motioned to the wall with her hand.
Are you able to create some more cement while we hold the pieces in place?
Absolutely. I nodded.
Thank you.
Luna smiled.
Right. Everyone slowly lift up the bricks. Make sure to keep your hands steady.
Luna gave them a count of 3, and then the witches continued their previous movements. The professors handled the large chunks of stone, whereas the students went for the smaller, lighter bricks. I waited until the bricks were in place, and then I aimed my wand into the center of the puzzle.
Cemento!
I ordered. A gray light illuminated the wall, and I heard the scraping sound as the cement formed, and the bricks were solidified in place. I stayed with the group until the entire wall was complete. Some of the cement was still intact, so I didn't need to use the spell, and instead I focused on helping the group lift the stones.
Well done, everyone. That already looks much better.
Luna smiled.
You all head indoors and help out as much as you can. Crimson, you and I can fix the gates.
Here, let me help, I said as I walked with the professors to the gates.
No, thank you, but you don't need to.
Crimson replied. I don't mind. I shrugged. The sooner we restore everything, the sooner the feast can begin.
That's true.
Luna grinned.
I swear my stomach hasn't stopped growling all night.
Hunger pangs took over my stomach, too. But it wasn't the feast I was most looking forward to. I had to reward my coven for all their hard work, and there was only one way to really show my appreciation. My body instantly reacted at the thought of fucking my beautiful women, but I needed to be patient and wait until the festivities were over. While Crimson and Luna worked on raising one gate, I used my wand to fix the second. The hinges were still in place, just a bit loose. So once the gate had been attached, I tightened the hinges and then closed and locked the gates behind us. It took a couple more hours to finish repairing the school, but once everything was done, the entire school, including Vipera, congregated in the banquet hall once again. If I thought the witches were tired earlier, it was nothing compared to how they looked and felt after the restoration.
My lord,
Theodora whispered as she came up beside.
Do you think we should allow them to sleep before we begin the feast? Everyone has been up all night, and they're barely hanging on by a thread.
Theodora made a good point, and my body, too, ached from exhaustion. But we would have needed a full day's sleep to restore our energy fully, and I would have preferred to get the celebrations out of the way first. I see your reasoning behind the request. However, I have a way around it. Think of it as a shot of energy to keep us going until we can finally rest. Those words reminded me of a time before I came to Scholomance, when I lived out my existence on Earth. I remember there was a drink I enjoyed which worked like magic, and whenever I felt too tired to continue, the drink had the ability to restore my energy, even just for a few hours. I also remembered how shitty I felt once the drink wore off, but that was just a small price to pay. However, what I didn't know at the time was there were other realms where I didn't need a drink to do the job. I just needed a wand.
The decision is completely yours to make, of course.
Theodora smiled. I thought over the pros and cons of staying awake, but my decision stayed the same, and I saw no reason to waste a day. Then I stood at the front of the hall and raised my hands up above my head. The drowsy audience frowned at my movements, but they were soon about to see what I had in store.
Restituere corpus industria scriptor,
I announced loudly, so my voice hit the back of the room. A blue light formed in both hands, and as I forced the incantation to grow, the lights shot from my palms and covered the entire hall in a blue cloud. Every single person in the room was hit with the blue light, and as it rained down on me, I sensed the new bursts of energy it held. My body tingled as the spell took over, and it felt as though I'd come alive again. Or like I'd been asleep for days on end, and my energy levels were now through the roof. Then the clouds lifted, and the blue light vanished into the air, and I instantly saw the improvement in the witches around me. Instead of drooping eyes, slumped bodies, and yawning, the witches were wide awake and vibrant, with bright eyes and relieved smiles. Some of the witches laughed and giggled along with their friends, and others bounced up and down on their chairs. And not only did the spell change their energy levels, it also cleaned up their bloody faces, and every person in the room had a fresh, clean uniform on. Now that we're all feeling better, let the celebrations begin, I shouted out across the hall. The audience cheered excitedly, and everyone stood from their seats and gathered together at the sides of the hall. Once the center of the room was clear, I clicked my fingers, and instantly the chairs vanished, and a grand oak table took their place. The table ran from the top of the hall to the bottom, and was decorated with a fine variety of food and wine, and a red silk tablecloth was draped neatly over the sides of the table. "Please eat," I said as I motioned to the table with my hands. "Fill your stomachs with the finest food and wine." I didn't have to tell the students twice, and the second those words left my mouth, a horde of starving, ravenous witches ran toward the table. I heard the delightful sound of laughter as Theodora and the professors enjoyed the sight of the wild witches, and I quickly joined in when I noticed two girls fighting over a chicken leg. There was an unlimited supply of food available, but the witches clearly both had their eye on that particular chicken leg. My coven waited patiently until it was their turn to get some food, and I noticed Akira carried two plates in her hands. At first, I just assumed Akira was exceptionally hungry, but then the black-eyed witch brought the second plate over to me.
"Here you are, master."
She smiled as she handed it over.
"I wasn't sure what you wanted, so I got you a bit of everything."
"Thank you," I said as I scanned the plate. I sat down on my throne, clicked my fingers to produce a small table, and then dug into the feast. Akira was right, she'd picked some of everything, so I had a wild mix of meats, vegetables, bread, potatoes, sauces, and even some salads, all piled onto one plate. It was remarkable nothing had fallen off, and I had to be careful as I picked away at the mountain of food with my fork. I was in the middle of devouring a mouthful of chicken and potato when Vesta returned to the table, grabbed a goblet, and filled the cup with luscious, chilled white wine. The elvish witch then chose a second goblet, but she hesitated for a moment before she filled that cup with the same white wine. I could almost taste the sweet, refreshing drink, and my taste buds rejoiced when I watched Vesta bring two goblets toward me.
"To wash the food down with, my lord,"
she purred as she set one cup down beside my plate. "Thank you. You must have known I'd been eyeing up the white wine."
"Call it a hunch,"
she grinned. The wine was the perfect accompaniment to the food, and the sweet, fruity note washed across my tongue as I drank it. It felt as light as a spring morning, and I found myself drinking more and more of it, just to experience the taste once again. It seemed slightly strange to be eating such fine foods before the sun had fully risen, but my body clock had completely been demolished due to the fight. So even though it felt slightly odd, my body needed sustenance and accepted anything I gave it. Once the mains were finished, I clicked my fingers again, and the empty platters cleared from the table and were replaced with a vast selection of desserts. I saw mountains of cake, fruit, ice cream, pudding, pies, everything. The sweet, addictive aroma of chocolate and sugar wafted around the hall, and once again the witches went crazy as they grabbed their favorite items. This time Circe offered to get the dessert for me, and she picked a bit of everything, just like Akira had done. The blonde, serpentine witch chose a healthy slice of apple pie, some vanilla ice cream, mixed berries, and a slab of chocolate cake. And at first I thought I wouldn't be able to manage it all, but that quickly changed after I took the first bite. The berries were sweet and juicy, and the ice cream helped to bring down the richness of the chocolate cake, especially with the thick layer of ganache spread over the top. But my favorite thing on the menu was the apple pie. The crust was buttery and soft, and it practically melted on my tongue. The apples inside had the perfect bite to them, too, and they'd been coated in cinnamon and nutmeg. I could have quite easily eaten the entire pie, and when it came down to the final spoonful, I scooped up the last of the crust with the melted pools of ice cream and the juices from the berries. It was the perfect combination, and I sat back in my throne as I allowed the last of the deliciousness to slip down my throat. Everyone appeared to sit in the same kind of position as they allowed their food to digest. Most of the witches had their arms crossed over their fronts, some lolled their heads to the side, and some of the students closed their eyes as they allowed the peace and quiet to soothe their full stomachs. Not a single noise could be heard, and I allowed everyone to relax before the next stage of the celebration began. Dancing on a full stomach was only going to end badly, and we'd already cleaned up blood from the hall, so I didn't want to clean up vomit, too. An hour after the feast ended, everyone looked to be in brighter spirits, so he cleared the table from the hall to make room in the center. Theodora announced that it was time to dance for me, as a sign of their love and loyalty, and she picked the first group, who raised their hands. The group was made up of 6 higher-tiered students, and each of them had styled their hair into the exact same knot on the top of their heads. They stood in the same position, with 1 foot crossed over the other, linked arms, and then began to dance. A gentle music played from somewhere, and the girls danced in perfect time with the beat. The girls twirled around in flawless circles, with their backs straight the entire time, and it almost looked like they were professional dancers. Once the girls had finished with their dance, I applauded them, and then I watched as a second load of witches took their places in the center. The same routine repeated several times until all the dancers had performed, and I was surprised to see a few of the Vipera students also offered to dance for me. Then, as the final performance came to an end, I thanked each and every group and told the rest of the school to enjoy the wines provided. The sea of witches cheered and ran to refill their goblets as the music began to play louder, and the women all collected in the center to dance in a far more relaxed and frivolous style. My coven stayed in their usual spots in the front of the hall, and they drank their wine merrily as they laughed and joked with each other. It was wonderful to see such a light atmosphere, especially considering the night we'd all shared, and I couldn't keep the content smile off my face. It was also nice to see Revna's sisters, Astrid and Freya, and the Ediria women, Della, Remy, Tally, and Cleo, seemed to be fitting in well with the group, and they were enjoying their time just as much as the others in the room. Nyx brought out her pipe and blew circles of smoke into the air, but then that turned into a game to see which images she could create. At first, it started with various shapes, like triangles, squares, and hearts, but then her talents improved, and Nyx blew animals, food, and even words into the air. I stood from my throne to join my coven, and as I reached their table, Nyx blew a cloud of green smoke into the air, and the tufts of smoke formed into a fire-breathing dragon. Impressive, I said with a smirk.
Thank you, my lord.
The sapphire-haired witch winked.
Do you have any requests?
I could tell from Nyx's mannerisms and the look in her eyes that she'd enjoyed a lot of the wine, so I used this to my advantage. There was one image I wanted to see, and it was sure to put the witch to the test. I want you to create a picture of me fucking you, I said with a straight face. The entire table erupted into laughter, but Nyx widened her eyes as a rosy blush appeared across her cheeks.
I mean, I can certainly try. I want to see that too.
Faye grinned.
Make sure to add me into the picture. Well, now you have to add all of us.
Penelope pouted.
Or we could create the picture in real life. What a wonderful idea.
Samara purred as her ocean-hued eyes raked over me. That will happen soon. But first, I want to see if Nyx can meet my request.
There should be a punishment if she can't. Hey, that's not fair. I'm still new to this.
How about? I judge the image once it's created, I said as I sat opposite the sapphire-haired witch. If I think it closely resembles me fucking you, then you'll be rewarded. Otherwise, I'll come up with a punishment. But nothing too major.
Okay.
Nyx sighed, and then she placed the tip of her pipe between her lips. The entire table sat in silence as Nyx inhaled the smoke, held it there for a brief moment, and then angled back her head as she blew the smoke into the air. At first it was nothing but a cloud of green smoke, but then the cloud began to shift, and I instantly recognized 2 legs, a back, and then a head. Nyx blew another cloud into the air, and that slowly formed into a 2nd person on all 4s. The image didn't show defining features, but it certainly showed someone being fucked from behind, and that was all I asked.
Unholy shit, do me next!
I'll do all of you. I winked. But we can sit and watch Nyx form smoke figures if you want.
No!
Akira shouted as she jumped up from her seat.
No! We can watch this later.
I let out a deep laugh as the rest of the coven reacted in the same way. I knew what their answer was going to be, so their sudden urge to leave the room wasn't a shock. Are you all willing to join me? Revna, Morgana, Cleo, and Tally were still seated at the table, but I knew their true desires, and I knew they didn't want to stay in the hall for a minute longer, so they stood from the table to join the rest of the coven.
I can't think of a better way to spend our time,
Cleo said as she stood up.
Neither can I. It's the only thing that got me through the battle.
Well, that's settled then. I grinned. Follow me. Then I clicked my fingers so a purple mist formed around us, and we were instantly transported from the banquet hall and landed firmly in our common room. Line up and let me see you, I ordered. My coven completed their task without complaint, and soon they all stood in a straight line that ran from one side of the room to the other. I couldn't wait to work my way through my women and taste each and every one of them, so I was suddenly pleased to have a free day ahead of me. It was going to take several hours to pleasure them all individually, so the best plan was to split them up and handle them that way. Divide yourself up into three equal groups, I said, as I began to unbutton my shirt. I will choose a group at random, and I won't move on to the next one until every person in that group has been fully satisfied several times and stuffed full of my seed. There was a mess of activity as everyone obeyed my orders, but it only took a few minutes for the three groups to be formed. I eyed my women up for a second, and then I chose the first witch my eyes landed on. Morgana. Your group will follow me upstairs. The rest of you will stay down here and pleasure yourselves, and make sure you're all prepared for when I pick you. I spotted the excited smile Morgana shared with the women around her, and they didn't hesitate to follow me up to my bedroom. Morgana's group consisted of Faye, Vesta, Akira, Penelope, and Freya, and the six of them stood patiently as I thought about my next move. Part of me was desperate to pick one witch to play with my hardened cock, but I also liked to tease them and make them work for their satisfaction. However, I was in desperate need to feel a warm mouth on me, so it didn't take much to come up with a conclusion. Take off your clothing and stand with your backs to me, I said a moment later. I need you as naked as the day you were born, but I also want you to feel the anticipation as I decide who to fuck first. The six women hurried to free themselves from their uniforms, and I heard the excited giggles that came from a few of them. My pleasurable torment was going to make their imaginations run wild, but that was exactly how I wanted it to happen. I slowly walked up and down the line as I decided who to take, and every time I stopped behind someone, but then walked away again, that woman would let out a frustrated sigh, which only made me laugh.
Please, my lord, please choose me.
Did you forget who makes the rules around here?
No, master. I'm sorry.
Good. I smirked, and then I continued to wander until I came to stop behind my chosen woman. Faye, get on your knees. I heard groans from the women I hadn't picked, but Faye let out an excited squeal as she twirled around and instantly sunk to the floor. I unbuckled my belt and allowed my pants to fall, and the second my cock was in view, Faye grabbed it by the base and took it into her warm, wet mouth. Fuck. I groaned as my length slipped down her throat. I locked eyes with Penelope as Faye bobbed her head, and the hungry look in Penelope's brown eyes told me she was already wet and desperate to feel my touch. The rest of you will pleasure yourselves, or each other, I said as I tried to keep a focused mind. But if you dare come before I say you can, then you won't receive a second orgasm today. Pick wisely. My women knew to take me seriously, because I'd stick to my word. So, regardless of how desperate they were to reach their releases, they knew not to, especially if they wanted me to bring them that delight. As I watched the rest of the group jump onto the bed, Faye gently ran her teeth up the length of my cock, and then she molded her lips around the head. I grasped onto her silky red hair with both hands to keep her in that position, and I let out a throaty moan as she took my entire length back into her mouth again. The need to come overpowered me, and I barely had the opportunity to warn Faye before the spurts of my heated cream gushed down the back of her throat. Faye swallowed without complaint, and she used her tongue to mop up every last drop.
Was that okay for you, Master?
She asked, with an innocent look in her emerald eyes. It was fucking glorious. Now get on the bed. I haven't finished with you yet. The other five women cleared a space for Faye and me in the center of the room, but our arrival hadn't interrupted them too much. Vesta and Akira were locked in a heated kiss, and their hands roamed up and down their naked bodies as throaty sighs broke through their kiss. Then, on the other side of the bed, Morgana, Penelope, and Freya worked together. Morgana laid in the middle, and Penelope and Freya laid on top, as the three of them shared warm kisses and sinful embraces. The sight was enough to cause my cock to harden once again, and I wasted no time in giving Faye her next order. For all your hard work in the battle, I want you to pick how I fuck you. And that'll be the same for all of you.
Thank you, Dark One,
Faye said as she bowed her head.
Mom, I want you to take me from behind.
My pleasure, I grinned. Faye got onto her knees without being told and positioned herself so her beautiful ass was in the air, and she parted her legs wide enough for me to nestle in between them. I cupped her pussy with one hand and felt the dampness that coated my palm, and as I slipped my hand away, I parted her lips just slightly.
Oh, Master, fuck, they feel so good.
How about if I replace my fingers with my cock? I asked as I grabbed a hold of my hard length.
Your cock, please?
Faye dropped her head and arched her back, and I noticed she grasped the bed covers in both hands as a way to keep herself still. Then I positioned myself against her opening, stilled for a fraction of a second, and plowed inside her pussy as far as I could go.
Shit!
I pulled back, lined myself up, and then slammed into her once again. The movement caused Faye to jolt forward, but she held herself strong and met my every thrust in time. Our skin slapped together as the headboard smacked against the wall, and those deep sounds caused me to move harder and faster. Is this what you wanted? I growled. Do you want me to fuck you?
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, I thought of nothing else all day. Oh, fuck, Master, keep going.
I ran my hands down the smooth planes of Faye's back, followed the wonderful curve of her ass, and then grabbed a hold of her hips as I increased the speed. The coil inside my body had twisted tighter and tighter, and I knew I was about to explode once again.
Master, please fill me with your seed. Please, I need to come.
Faye threw her head back and then bowed it again as she mewled and pleaded for my seed. It was that sight alone that brought me to the breaking point.
Now, come now! Cover my cock in your juices!
I slammed into her pussy one final time, and I felt her walls tighten around me as Faye let go. Her cries filled the entire room, and it wouldn't have surprised me if the rest of Scholomance had heard Faye's orgasm. And I hoped they had. Nothing pleased me more than other people hearing my name being shouted out across the school.
Oh, my fuck!
She said with a deep breath. I slipped my cock from Faye's pussy right before the witch crumpled to the bed, and she laid there unmoving for a few seconds as she regained her breath. My cream trickled down her pale thighs, and the redhead whimpered when I shoved the tendrils back inside her with my fingers. Faye may have been completely spent, but I was eager for more. Penelope, pick your position. The orange-haired witch unhooked herself from Morgana and Freya, and she sat on the end of the bed as she thought over my command.
I want to watch as you fuck me,
she said as she nibbled on her bottom lip. Very well, I nodded. Now get ready. The next hour was spent taking the other five women in every position they asked for, until I'd filled them up with my sperm. Akira and Vesta wanted to ride my cock, Freya wanted me to take her from behind, and Morgana wanted to watch me fuck her, just like Penelope. My women were all delightfully wet and ready for me as I slammed my cock inside them, and each of them cried out my name as I made them come. Akira massaged her breasts in both hands as she rocked her hips back and forth, and she milked my dick of every last drop of cum. When each of the six women were spent, the air in the room was humid, and sweat coated my entire body. But I wasn't done just yet. I still had two more groups to pleasure. You may return downstairs to join the others, I said as my women pulled themselves off the bed. And, Freya, I want you to pick the next group to join me. Their tired footsteps echoed around the room as the group returned downstairs, but those tired, sluggish footsteps were instantly replaced with ones much more eager and full of energy. These next women craved my love, and I was desperate to give it to them. The second group consisted of Astrid, Della, Cersei, Remy, Tally, Cleo, and Samara. And, like I'd done with the first, I ordered them to undress and stand with their backs to me. I had so many witches to choose from, so it was difficult to pick between them all, but I chose the woman I laid eyes on first. Tally, how do you wish to be fucked?
Oh.
The black-haired witch spun around to face me.
I'd like to ride you, my lord.
Oh, that'll be my pleasure. I smiled. I wasn't going to say no to my women riding me, especially when I had the perfect view of their bouncing breasts as they met my thrusts. I ordered the rest of the group to find their own pleasure, and then I positioned myself on the bed as Tally hovered over my cock. She used her own hand to line my dick up with her entrance, and at first she hesitated and sat down slowly. But as her pussy became accustomed to my length, she took the plunge and sat down fully. She winced as the pleasurable pain took over.
Fuck!
I kept my hands firmly on her hips to help guide her, but Tally held enough strength to buck against me without any help. Oh, that's it. Ride my cock faster! Tally's breasts bounced as her speed increased, and she gripped her hair as soft moans left her mouth. Then I noticed the trickle of sweat that ran down her chest and pooled just above her stomach. The faster she bucked, the more sweat was produced, and the louder her skin slapped against mine.
Master, damn, oh, I don't have any words.
You feel so fucking good. Oh, the feeling of your tight walls tensing around my cock makes my head want to explode.
I don't think I can hold on much longer. Please bless me with your scene, my lord.
Keep going. Don't come yet.
Oh, please.
I knew I was only seconds away from filling her body with my cum, but she felt so fucking good on my cock that I didn't want her to stop. A few more minutes passed, and the agony inside my body overpowered me. I'm going to come. Go! Coat me with everything you have!
Ah, fuck!
The black-haired witch screamed as she came in time with me. I bucked my hips a few times as my cock emptied, and I sensed Tally's juices dribbled on my cock and over my legs. Tally slicked back her sweaty hair with one hand as she found the energy to move, but even I had to stop for a minute before I chose my next woman. It had been a long and confusing day, and I couldn't remember the last time I'd slept, so it took my body slightly longer to rebuild its energy. The last 24 hours had consisted of fighting, fucking, and working out the Elder Lord's plans. I knew it wasn't going to be long before he appeared again, and I'd be ready when he did. But before I could think more about that old fucker, I still had some women to enjoy. Now, I said as I took in my coven, who'd like to go next? End of Book 11.